Fantasyland, China claims a miracle month without a single coronavirus death. By Simon Kent on May 15, 2020. As nations big and small around the globe continue to grapple with the Chinese coronavirus, the country that gave the deadly pandemic its name claimed on Friday 1 month has now passed without a single fatality attributed to the disease. The National Health Commission reported just 4 new cases of the virus Friday. All local cross-infections in the northeastern province of Jilin, where a cluster of uncertain origin has been detected in recent days. The last day the commission reported a death was on April 14. Its own records show, although the dismissal of infection and fatality rates flies in contrast to Chinese Communist Party (CCP) propaganda, with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping admitting last week at a leadership gathering the Wuhan virus is still a major problem. As Breitbart News reported, Xi addressed the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee and included warnings against complacency that belied allegations China's claims of zero infection are meant for credulous foreign reporters and international organizations, not Beijing's decision makers. Even so, now China claims just 91 people remain in treatment for COVID-19 and 623 others are in isolation for being suspected cases or for having tested positive without showing symptoms, including 11 newly detected. In total, China has reported 4,633 deaths among 82,933 cases since the virus was first detected late last year in the central city of Wuhan. China's claim to have successfully suppressed the virus stands in miraculous contrast to the rest of the world. Global coronavirus deaths passed 300,000 on Thursday as infections approached 4.5 million. According to a Reuters tally, with the United States suffering more than a quarter of all fatalities. The United Kingdom and Italy accounted for another 10 to 11% each, while France and Spain accounted for 9% respectively. The number of deaths linked to Chinese coronavirus in just 4 months is now equal to about 3/4 of the number of people who die annually from malaria, one of the world's most deadly infectious diseases. As Beijing applauded itself and acclaimed the startling lack of fatalities, it did spare the time to offer advice to the U.S. on how to cope with the pandemic, which amounted to being more like China. As Breitbart News reported, Chinese state media on Wednesday asserted federalism, multi-party democracy, and respect for individual privacy would make it impossible for the United States to defeat the virus, since Washington cannot dictate top-down solutions for the entire country or micromonitor American citizens the way Beijing does. China's argument remains that if only the weak U.S. was structured and governed in a manner more easily recognizable by the authoritarians and the Chinese Communist Party than today, it might well be free of coronavirus fatalities as well. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.